You're listening to All Things Cage at Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM Radio for Open Ears. I'm your host, Laura Kuhn, director of the John Cage Trust. And tonight we'll be listening to part two of a program begun last week entitled The 10,000 Things, a descriptive title championed by musicologist James Pritchett to denote a grand project initiated by John Cage in 1953, involving the composition of independent pieces for various media, each bearing a number title, each capable of being played alone or together with any number of the others. Such an open work could be added to constantly, and since the performing ensemble would not be fixed at any time, Cage's composition remained perpetually in progress. What we'll hear this evening is a lengthy excerpt from our 2014 Bard College program, wherein we brought together five of the 10,000 Things pieces, spanning the years 1953 to 1956, into a chance-determined musical collage cast into a 90-minute program. The works and performers were 59 and a half seconds for a string player from 1953, performed by Robert Martin on cello, 45 minutes for a speaker from 1954, performed by me, Laura Kuhn. 31 minutes, 57.9864 seconds for a pianist from 1954, performed by Adam Tendler. 26 minutes, 1.1499 seconds for a string player from 1955, performed by Marka Gustafsson on viola. And lastly, 27 minutes, 10.554 seconds for a percussionist from 1956, performed by Gary Kvistad. As I've had to shorten this program significantly from its original 90 minutes in length, I've chosen to simply cut from the start and cut backwards from the end, so as to be able to include something from all of the performers. We begin with percussionist Gary Kvistad and close with violist Marka Gustafsson and pianist Adam Tendler.
Thank you. Long before the horse turned into a prince, the fool, except for the acquiescence of the hero, would have had to remain in the castle. I've never seen anything else about this thing. All I can do is suddenly listen in the same way that when you get cold, all you can do is suddenly listen. Unfortunately, you're being hungry. Music is an oversimplification of the situation we are actually in. And here alone is not a being. Music is one part of theater. Focus is what aspects one is noticing. Theater is all the various things going on at the same time. I have noticed that music is libraries for me when listening, for instance. It doesn't distract me from seeing. One should take music very naturally. No technique at all. Only technique where it happened. I remember when I was writing a lot about technique. Several days later, I realized I have no time for technique because I must always be making one. Any technique can be discovered after any technique is forgotten. Another technique I've devised is derived from the ancient method of obtaining oracles and principle, also I Ching, which interested me, not at all anymore, is that which is called title of this piece, So Many Minutes, So Many Seconds, is what we and sound happen in, whether early or late in it. It is not a question of counting. Our poetry now is to really get them to possess nothing. Anything, therefore, is a delight, since we do not possess it, and thus need not fear. This composition involves a flexible use of the number of 10,000. That is to say, 100 times 100 square root. This work has no score. It should be abolished. A statement concerning the arts is no statement concerning the arts. It consists of single parts. Any of them may be played together or eliminated then at any time. To me, teaching is an expedient, but I do not teach external sounds. Like a long book, if a long book is like a mobile, the ignorant, because of their attachment to existence, sees on signifier signifying. No beginning, no ending, Hermes, or Paul, is a forced, abstract, vertical relation which blots out the spontaneous, transcendent nature of each of the sounds forced into it. It is artificial and unrealistic. Form, then, is not something off in the distance in solitary confinement. It is right here, right now. Since it is something we say about past actions, it is wise to drop it. This too came in seconds, last after the aimless rolling of a metal ball. The hero unquestioningly does. They proceed thus by chance, by no will of their own, passing safely through many perils. I began to hear the old sounds, the ones I had thought were not. worn out by industrialization, and the world sounds as though they are not mortal. Silence, like music, is non-existent. There always are sounds. That is to say, if one is alive to hear them. All of them are excellent. We bake a cake, and it turns out that the sugar was not the sugar. Are you deaf by nature, choice, desire? Or can you hear externals to be labyrinths and whack by no means? The 12-tone row is a method. A method is a control of each single note. Their development, the climax, the recapitulation, which is the belief of one that one may own one's own home. There is too much there. There is not enough of nothing in it. So far, I have written two parts for a pianist. Either part can be played alone, or they can be played together. Each piano is prepared differently, although, as a matter of focus, the parts could be played without bothering to prepare the piano or piano. If prepared, then, generally, the preparations will be altered. The principle called mobility immobility is this. Everything is changing, but while some things are changing, others are not. Eventually, those that were not changing begin suddenly to change, and vice versa, ad infinitum. A technique to be useful, skillful, that is, must be such that it fails to control the element subject to it. Otherwise, it is out of the conversation is left in a state of mental emptiness. Composers are spoken of as having ears for music, which generally means that nothing presented to their ears can be heard by them. Their ears are walled in with sounds of their own imagination. The five aspects observe. The highest purpose of the purpose is to have no purpose at all. This puts one in accordance with nature in her manner of operation. If someone comes up with a story, their answer, however, there is a story I have found very helpful. What's so interesting about technique anyway? What if there are 12 tones in a row? What row? The seeing of cause and effect is not emphasized, but instead, one makes an identification with what is here and now. He then spoke of two qualities, unimpededness and interpenetration. The relationship of things happening at the same time is spontaneous and irrepressible. It is you yourself in the form you have that instant taken. To stop and figure it out takes time. The only thing, pardon me, that I do not find. The preparation of the pianos is also determined by chance. The various materials that exist are placed in the following categories. P, meaning plastics, bone, glass, etc. M, meaning metal. C, meaning cloth, fiber, rubber. W, meaning wood, paper. X, meaning other materials, special circumstances, free choices, etc. Forms and cost. Form is not the same twice. Sonata. Views that two or more things happen at the same time is their relation. The beginning of this work in progress was not a part for a pianist, but curiously enough, six short parts, no one of them lasting much more than a minute, for a string player, that is, a four strings player. Surely things happen at different times are also related. If it needed to be clear, magnetic tape makes it perfectly so that we are not in a 12-tone or any other discrete situation. The reason I am presently working with imperfections in paper is this. I am thus able to designate certain aspects of sound as though they were in a field, which of course they are. The sounds that had accidentally occurred while it was being played were in no sense an interruption. More and more, I have a feeling that we are getting nowhere. preparation changes that occurred during performance are A, simple change of position, B, total or partial addition of objects, C, total or partial subtraction. Nothing has been said about Bach or Beethoven. Years ago, I asked myself, why did we write music? An Indian musician told me the traditional answer in India was to sober the mind and thus make it susceptible to divine influences. Same answer is given by some old English composer. Consider this non-dualistically. He goes by me, I see him not. He passes on, but I perceive him not. These pieces take into consideration the physical action of playing an instrument. You won't find this in the books. Why do you not do as I do? Letting go of your thoughts as though they were the cold ashes of a long dead fire? What is taking the place of the mobility-immobility principle now that I am no longer interested in it? Three coins tossed six times yield a hexagram of which there are 64. In this way, one can establish which of 64 possibilities obtains and changes. What better technique than to leave no traces? To determine the number of imperfections in a given space, coins are tossed. That number of spots has been potentially active. Subsequent tosses determine which are actually active. Tables are arranged referring to tempi, the number of superimpositions, that is to say, the number of things that can go on at once. Sounds and silences, durations, loudnesses, accents, structure is of no importance, however, I go on, happening by chance, to determine first the relative probability of the three, and then to determine which of the three happens in the world for studying music. It doesn't seem to me to affect anything that happens in it. I am speaking, of course, about a time structure. It simply allows anything to happen in it. What I am calling poetry is often called content. I myself have called it form. It is the continuity of a piece of music. Continuity today, when it is necessary. A fugue is a more complicated game, but it can be broken up by a single sound, say from a fire engine. Now, getting sleepy and so on. Very frequently, no one knows what contemporary music is or could be art. He simply thinks it was irritating. Irritating one way or another, though. Keeping us from ossifying. It may be objected that from this point of view, anything goes. Actually, anything does go, but only when nothing is taken as the basis. In an utter emptiness, anything can take place. The feeling we are getting nowhere, that is a pleasure, which will continue. Why? The way to test a modern painting is this. If it is not destroyed by the action of shadows, it is genuine oral painting. A cough or a baby crying will not ruin a good piece of modern music. This is God's truth. As contemporary music goes on changing in the way I am changing it, what will be done is to more and more completely liberate sounds. Of course, you do know structure is the division of whatever into parts. Last year when I talked to him, I made a short talk. That was because I was talking about something. This year I'm talking about nothing, and of course we'll go on. Magnetic tape music makes it clear we are in totality, actively. Upaya! Let your ears send a message of surprise or perplexity. That's the way. Was asked Dr. Suzuki, what is the difference between men are men and mountains are mountains before studying Zen, and men and mountains are mountains after studying Zen? It is not a question of going into oneself or out to the world. It is rather a condition of fluency that's in and out. Need I quote Blake? Certainly not. Spots are spots, and skills needed to turn them to the point of practicality. Tape music requires multiple loudspeakers, and it seems to me I could listen forever to Japanese shakuhachi music, or the Navajo Yabichai, or I could sit or stand near Richard Leopold's Full Moon any length of time. But those beauties, formerly for me, time length was a constant. Now it too, like everything else, changes. Yes, it is. Masterpieces and geniuses go together, and when, by running from one to the other, we make life safer than it actually. actually is, were apt never to know the dangers of contemporary music. When I wrote the imaginary landscape of 12 radios, it was not for the purpose of shock or as a joke, but rather to increase the unpredictability already inherent in the situation through the tossing of coins. To be precise is a leap, provides a leap out of reach of one's own grasp of oneself. Once done, forgotten, one thing to do with time is this: measure it. Cultivate in yourself a grand similarity with the chaos of the surrounding ether. Unloose your mind, set your spirit free. Be still as if you had no soul. Everyone returns to its root and does not know if they knew they would be leaving it. Structure. Given a number of actually active points, they are an aggregate, a constellation. They can move about among themselves, and it becomes necessary to classify the kinds of aggregates, say constant and again intermittent. One can hear a sound. Using different shaped scraps of paper, folded and small holes cut in them at the points of folding. Then use these as stencils at points in time, space, each independent. If you are interested, you can read a detailed description of it that will appear in the forthcoming issue of Transformation. When I first tossed the coins, I said, I hope such and such will turn up. Earth's not escaped from that. How can we speak of error when it is understood psychology never again? It should be clear from what I am saying that one's own. Counterpoint is the same proposition as harmony, except that it is more insidious. I noticed in 1938 that some young people were still interested in it. Greater earnestness is required if one is going to solve the really important problems. My point is this. Various techniques can go together all at the same time. Therefore, this work, I am using the word progress, with which in connection has no organizing technique supporting it. Giving up counterpoint, one gets superimposition, and, of course, a little counterpoint comes in of its own accord. How, I wouldn't know. The best thing to do about counterpoint is what Schoenberg did, teach it. I am still really thoroughly puzzled by this way of composing, by observing imperfections in paper. It is this being thoroughly puzzled that makes it possible for me to work. I am puzzled by hearing music well played, too. If I'm not puzzled, it wasn't well played. Hopelessly incomprehensible. While studying music, things get a little confused. Sounds no longer just sounds, but are letters. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. At the end of the journey, when success is almost in view, I know nothing. All I can do is say what strikes me as especially changing in contemporary music. Unfortunately, European thinking has brought it about that actual things that happen, such as suddenly listening or suddenly sneezing, are not considered profound. Not just tones, noises too. What is the physical action involved in playing an instrument? On music, my music. But it is not a lecture, nor is it music. It is, of necessity, theater. What else? If I choose, as I do, music, I get theater. That is, I get that too, not just this, the two. Art is art in order or expression or integration of these. It is a light, the Chinese say, but there is darkness. What is now unheard of is an eight loudspeaker situation to be in the center of transmission. Sounds coming from every direction. After eight, give me 16. Where's the best position for audition? The corner where you are? It is understood that everything is clean. There is no dirt. Then why are you always taking baths? Just a dip. No worry. For me, it is a matter of getting up and daily, unless commitments. That is finished now. It was a pleasure. And now, just the same, only somewhat as though you had your feet a little off the ground. Now, at the beginning, before studying music, men are men and sounds are sounds. The This causes some hesitation on the hero's part, but he finally acquiesces. One of them said, he must have lost his favorite animal. Another man said, no, it must be his friend. Do you only take the position of doing nothing, and things will of themselves become transformed? Think for a moment about sound, how it has pitch, loudness, timbre, and duration, and how silence, which is its non-existent opposite, has only duration, duration structure. Error is drawing a straight line between anticipation of what should happen and what actually happens. What actually happens is, however, in a total non-linear situation and is responsible generally. Therefore, error is a fiction, has no reality in fact. Errorless music is written by not giving a thought to cause and effect. Any other kind of music always has mistakes in it. In other words, there is no split between the spirit and matter. And to realize this, one has only suddenly to be awake to the fact. This makes possible the writing of such durations as 1/7 plus 1/3 plus 3/5, all fractions of a quarter. This brings about an emphasis on uniqueness, so that two nearly the same durations can each be equally itself, just as two leaves, however much of the same tree, are not identical. The privileged tones that remain are arranged in modes or scales, or nowadays rows, and an abstract process begins called composition, expressing an idea. The only structure which permits of natural activity is one so flexible as to not be a structure. I write in order to hear. Never do I hear and then write what I hear. Inspiration is not a special occasion. After studying music, men are men and sounds are sounds, and subtract, that is to say, at the beginning one can hear a sound and tell in the direct situation it is. If you don't like it, you may choose to avoid it, but what silence requires isn't it. What I think and what I feel can be my inspiration, but it is then also my pair of blinders. To see, one must go beyond the imagination, and for that, one must stand absolutely still, as though in the center of a leap. Silent stories occur to me that I should not take into a plate in the same way, by the way, that while I'm talking, the telephone keeps ringing, and then contemporary conversation takes place instead of this particular way of preparing a lecture. It is high or low, has a certain timbre and loudness. I will not disturb by my concern the structure of anything that is going to be acting. To act is miracle and needs everything and every meaning out of the way. An error is simply a failure to adjust immediately from a preconception to an actuality. However, it occurs to me to say more about structure. Specifically this, we are now at the beginning. Or not. And it isn't a human being. It is high or low, has a certain timbre and loudness, lasts a certain length of time. And it is necessary to see that there is not only a sharp distinction to be made between composing and listening, but that although all things are different, it is not the differences which are to be our concern, but rather their uniqueness and their infinite play of interpenetration with themselves and with us. There are three categories of noises in the two parts for two pianists. Those produced inside the piano construction, outside the same, and accessory noises, whistles, percussions, etc. We English music is one musicologist. There is no straight line drawn between notes and sounds. Vertically in the same space, any range will appear. It was originally for me a matter of flexibility by means of changing and not changing tempo. The matter reduces itself, however, to time, to short or long, and that to a process of multiplication using a variety of multiple counts. Communication, if it is required, is a way of calling attention to one's own psychology. If permitted, it takes place of its own accord, ears for all the world, inevitable. if it were the same purpose as when it has to do with another leaf, it would be a coincidence, imitation of nature from which each leaf should hold on to the complete rule, which would be free because it adds in her manner of operation. Then it will not be of its own unique position in space, unique plagiarism of result, having a particular suchness, but active from before operations begin. It's extremely close to being here and now. So that listening one takes place as a springboard, the first sound that comes along, the first something springs us into nothing, and out of that nothing arises the next something, etc., like an alternating current. Not one sound hears the silence that extinguishes it. But if you avoid it, that's a pity, because it resembles life very closely, and life and it are essentially a cause for joy. People say, sometimes, timidly, organized ways of predicting the weather, say, for instance, it is in all of its acoustical details. For a calculated theatrical activity, I would say offhand that the minimum number of necessary actions going on at once is 5. Bright people can clear up rather quickly perplexity arriving from lower numbers. Moderate intervals, but in order to have them, the mind had fixed it so that one had to avoid having progressions that would make one think of sounds that were not actually present in the ear. He is most utterly indebted, not one who struggles to force his idea, and who would have had to remain, I have noticed. Calculated actions that are to go on together need not have been composed in the same way. One runs the risk of falling into a marasm of idea if one goes on composing without discovering. Turn on several radios at once. There again, one has a multiple loudspeaker system. Besides actually being in space, the mind no longer can function as A, B, C. Theater takes place all the time wherever one is, and art simply facilitates persuading one that this is the case. So that this ignorance I speak of is not losing sensitivic responsiveness. On the contrary, it is a question of when, now, flee she up or flee she down, it acts in such a way that one can hear through a piece of music just as one can see through. Echoes breaking, varying speed and synchronized. Skillful means has a good deal to do with multiple division of process. And here, for instance, we begin to be in a state of immobility. Anyone can see the desirability of mobility. Had I had nothing to say, it would have been different. All it is now is what it is, faster and slower. It is the space between the loudspeakers that is to be considered, from a desire for clarity, great. We carry our homes within us, which enables us to fly. Each moment presents what happens. I derive the method I use for writing music by tossing coins from the method used in the Book of Changes. It may be objected that from this point of view, anything goes. Actually, anything does go, but only when nothing is taken as the basis. In an utter emptiness, anything can take place. And, needless to say, each sound is unique, had accidentally occurred while it was being played, and is not informed about European history and theory, keeping one's mind on the emptiness, on the space, one can see anything can be in it, is, as a matter of fact, in it. Were in no sense an interruption. I have noticed I needed a way, something else. This causes some hesitation. Hero would have had to remain, now knows he is most, asks the hero to kill him. 3 kinds of him. It was by means of words we became subservient. The central point is everywhere receiving and transmitting. What is passivity? Only one monk in the monastery, the oldest one, wrote a poem, but he stayed up all night and day deliberating on it. The other monks didn't cry because they were certain the oldest one would win. When his poem finally came out, it said, continuity takes place of its own accord and things do go on at the same time. All of this is correct and true. There is no concern necessary for, say, intonation, counterpoint, scales, going to and coming from, and then when. An abstract process begins called composition. That is, a composer uses the sounds to express an idea. What then are you standing up there for if you say no to all the questions? The man on high said, I just stay on if there are no questions. This means for me knowing more and more, not what I. If it is on paper, it is graphic, calligraphy. If you can hear and see it, it is. There are no answers. Then, of course, there are answers, but the final answer makes the question seem absurd, whereas the questions up until then seem more intelligent than the answers. Somebody asked to see, have you not lost your friend? No, sir, I have not lost my friend either. Is it interesting? It is, and it isn't. But one thing is certain. They are, with respect to counterpoint, melody, harmony, rhythm, and any of the musical methods, all that is necessary is an empty space of time and letting that in its magnetic way. Eventually, there will be so much in it that whistles. In order to apply it to all of these various characteristics, he necessarily reduces it to numbers. He's also found a mathematical way of making the correspondence between rows. I remember as a child loving all of the sounds, even the unprepared ones. I like them especially when in itself, in jaws, cheeks, and tongue, and the commentary says the most superficial way of trying to influence others is through talk that has nothing real behind it. The influence produced by such weird tongue wagging must necessarily remain unthinking. I believe that when I arrive at directing the phenomenon of the automatism of chance, which I mistrust as a facility which is not absolutely necessary, for in the end, in interpolations and interferences between different rows, when one of them passes from tolerance to pitches, at the same time when another passes from intensities to attacks, etc., there is already sufficiency of the unknown. Diminishes his love and increases his fear and concern about what people will think. There is all the time in the world for studying music, but for living there is scarcely any time at all. For living takes place each instant. There are two great dangers for magnetic here. One is music, all the history and thinking about it, and the other is feeling obliged to have an instrument. One is Pacific, 231, 1954, and the other, organ music. If you are interested, you can read a detailed description of it. If there are 10 things to do, and I only do 2 of them, focus has changed. In his ear, where he will find a metal ball, to toss it on the road in front of them, so that as the horse goes on to say, we may be led by it. This too, giving himself. Is there anything else to say about structure? Yes. It goes on supporting everything. Its only difficulty lies where struggle to support is already in process. Fearing what? Any kind of paper will do for seeing spots in it. When one gets around to copying on a second sheet, what was given by the first, it becomes clear. What? Magnetic tape, as being all interesting, can disappear. There are rumors about machines and cards. Let us move, however, for unpredictability. A structure is like a bridge from nowhere. If something with respect to something else happens sooner or later, everything is different, but essentially nothing of any permanent importance has happened. And talking and contemporary music is changing, like life it changes. If it were not changing, it would be dead. That is why chance enters for me so largely in human beings, which are skillful. It is at the point of potentiality. I am working now to work without charts, without any support in total space. I see now that many slow transitions, one of which is tempo, like streams, varying and not varying. That as long as one discriminates, as I formerly did, problems remain. Each one of us is thinking his own thoughts, his own experience, and each experience is changing. And while we are thinking, to get yourself in such a state of confusion that you think that a sound is not something to hear, but rather something to look at. I am happy about all the experience I have had with the prepared piano. For one thing, it showed me how different two pianos are from one another, and music, so-called, makes us think two two panels are the same in Ezekiel. It is tossed out. It just happened that the series of numbers which are at the basis of this work add up to 100 times 100, which is 10,000. This is pleasing momentarily. The world, the 10,000 things. But the title is simply minutes and seconds. Question to ask you. How do you need to cautiously proceed in dualistic terms? A.D., just as going from here to Egypt is a single trip, but a more or less complex series of experiences, or just as Chinese characters are some written with one stroke, but many others with two, or several, or many, and not only do they need for a living. For instance, someone said art comes out of the head. There was a social calendar during hours of breakfast, but one day I saw Kathy, and the same day heard a woodpecker. I also met an actor. Of course, Kansas. Arizona's more interesting. I have nothing to say, and I am saying it in that as poetry. It is no longer a case of moving along, stepping stones, scales of any degree, series of no matter what. But one can move or just appear to at any point in this total space, long enough to see the end of this craze for love. A pupil once said to me, I understand what you say about Beethoven, and I think I agree, but I have a very serious question to ask you. How do you feel about that? Now we have come to the end of the part of obstruction. That two or more things happen at the same time is. It is entirely possible for someone to know their relationship, synchronicity, that break, for instance, means at the center moving out of all directions and then time is clearly. Should one stop and mend it? Yes. It could not be easily otherwise. Go wrong, and machines are never synchronous, not even the synchronous ones. If you need several things at once, use one as the basis and one motive. To be and be the present, would it be a repetition? Only if we thought we owned it, but since we don't, it is free and so are we. Most anybody knows about the future and how uncertain it is. A sound is a sound. To realize this, one has to put a stop to studying music. The most enlightening thing about magnetic is this. Whether we actually do it or not, everything we do, say what we're doing, is affected by the body. Rhythm is not arithmetic, and so is this unfinished work. So far, for two pianists, string players, lecturer. Lines of demarcation are okay, and they have to do with potentiality. It must be clearly understood that they have nothing. A sound accomplishes nothing. Without it, life would not last out of the instant. But it is only irritating to think one would like to be somewhere else. Here we are now. It becomes gradually clear to us dull-witted musicians that interpenetration means that each of these most honored ones of all is moving out in all directions, penetrating and being penetrated, no matter what the time. Research would then take place in the field of music as it takes place normally in other fields, energizing, whether for her wheel or for her wheel. Testing pictures, can they support action of chatter? I have been satisfied for some time with 1 to 64. There is no way of telling how long this will continue. I could go back to 2 or... One loud speaker is insufficient, and so are 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. 5 is when it seems to me to begin. What begins is our inability to comprehend, but on the contrary, turns ought to be very simple. In using tables in general, or a series of tables, I believe one can arrive at direct forms what interests everyone. Unfortunately, it is wherever you are, and there is no place where it isn't. Honey is true, it is. Eventually, everything will be happening at once. Nothing behind the screen unless screen happens to be in front. It will be increasingly a thump instead of a bang. The thing to do is to gather up one's ability to respond and go on with the new experience, following, of course, the general outlines of the Christian life. I myself tend to think of catching trains more than Christianity. Insisting on stimulating activity, though, without a multiple loud speaker system, all music becomes music and submissiveness. But fortunately, the human is there, and one can always prepare in a different way. Otherwise, it would become an instrument. It is like, as Arthur had said, a disease. No avoiding, not having an idea about it. The thing to do is keep the head alert, but empty. Things come to pass, arising and disappearing. There can then be no consideration of error. Things are always going wrong. We're apt never to know, but something else is happening. I'm getting nowhere slowly. As the talk goes on slowly, we have the feeling we're getting nowhere. That is a puzzle which I can do if we're irritated with whatever. This goes to explain what he means when he says that he is associated with all of the sounds and so can foresee what will happen, even though he is not written a particular notes down at room temperature, as the composers do. And there can be something else about most anyone's music that can be accomplished to increase the unpredictability already inherent in the situation. The control needs to be at one point anyway, and so close that it has no effect on anything that happens. A technique which results in no technique, etc. Of course, the answer is time, and since we have them, chronometers, I mean, use them. Or you may leave it forever and never return. Play my piece for bells. Whether I hear it or not is of no consequence, but until someone does, music is at a standstill. Before I die, I shall leave a will, because if you want something done, sentimentality is effective. I haven't the slightest idea of what is good in the world, but instead, quite passively, and often against what might be considered a better judgment, accepts what happened. I find that it is important to take a multiplicity of steps. A story is told that I'm not sure that he is required by a jealous mother-in-law to go to some distant land. At all costs, inspiration must be avoided, which is to say, act in such a way that inspiration doesn't come up as an alternative but exists each moment. Then, of course, it is theater, and music disappears entirely into the form of art where music belongs. Art silence is not real silence, and the difference is continuity versus interpenetration. This. Is also. Music is simply trying things out in school fashion to see what happens. Etudes. Making music but not real. Theater is the only thing that comes near what it is. This means for me knowing more and more not what I think a sound is, but what it actually is in all of its acoustical details, and then letting the sound exist, itself changing in a changing sonorous environment. The way it does it is by the intimacy of multiplicity and emotions. The mind is nothing more than everything else is busy, and there is not an instant loss in doing what must be done. Later on, if you wish, you can read about mobility and immobility. To repeat, I am no longer interested in it. I am interested in asymmetry. If one feels protective about the word music, protective and fond of it, for all the rest that interests what it is, it's a waste of time to trouble oneself with words, noises, what it is here, and you're in it, and like it, making it. But beware, here we are now in the middle of the fourth large part of this talk. There is no such thing as silence. Something is always happening that makes a sound. No one can have an idea once it starts really listening. It is very simple, but extra urgent. The Lord knows whether or not the next. Forever? Now? Hearing or making this in music is not different, only simpler than the Muse way. Simpler, that is, for me, because it happens nowhere. And no wondering about what's next, going lively on through many perilous situations. Is it later to discover? And what is your purpose in writing music? I do not deal in purposes, I deal with sounds. What? Sounds are good? I make them just so by sitting quite still, looking for nothing. Growing fast in sawdust. Thank you.